Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Financial freedom in a world of unfree existence. What do I mean by that? Well, you can't go to work, you can't earn a living. You have to stay at home. You know, I don't know if that's financial freedom in any way, shape, or form, unless you've already taken the plunge, you've joined up, you've purchased yourself passive streams of income, you have a large amount of net worth that has been accumulated over the years of doing this, and you're in a position to be able to roll right past this thing, roll right on by and survive. So you got to make that decision somewhere in your life. And I think today the stock market, let's see, what do we got on the stock market? I think it's up here. I think it was up 100,000 points or something. What is it? We're 22, Dow Jones 22,404, up 1,200 points. So let's take a look at that. Let's think about that. And remember, over the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about keeping our finger on the pulse of six items: our health, our food supplies, our income, our security, and our investments. So let's take a look at our investments right now. Let's start with the last one first today. Stock market's up 1,200 points. I talked to a guy yesterday. He sent me an email. He said, Del, when the stock market rebounded, I got my money out of the stock market. And so it had rebounded from 19,000 to 20,000. You're now at 20,400. When are you going to get out? Right? When are you going to get out? Let's talk about this. I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen with the stock market. I am not a financial planner. I'm not anybody that has his hands wrapped around the market in any way, shape, or form. But I am somebody who doesn't worry about it. And why do I not worry about it? Because I'm not in it. So let's talk about this. You know, I always like to compare the stock market to like a battered wife. I know nobody likes to hear this. It's so insulting of a comparison, but that's why I do it. It's the insultingness of the comparison that might wake you up to how bad the stock market really is. So right now, this is like, over the last 2 weeks, your husband has been beating his wife. A husband has been beating his wife profusely. She's waking up every day and it's worse. He just sees her and he gets madder at her and he beats her even worse. And then all of a sudden, one day, 2 days ago, he wakes up and says, gosh, I'm sorry. I really am. I'm not going to beat you today. So you get a level of healing going on here. You understand? One day without being beat allows you to start to heal. And so you feel like, wow, I feel a little better today. I didn't get my morning beat down. That's better. Maybe I can fall back in love with this man again. Maybe. Or maybe I'll just wait till he's not around and I'll run out of the house and run away. But I can't do that. Why can't I leave the man who battered me 5, 6, 7, 8 days in a row? Because I'm invested. I'm invested in this relationship, and you're invested in your relationship with the stock market. I'm invested with my financial planner. I can't leave my financial planner. I can't leave my stockbroker, and I can't leave my husband who beats me every day. These people are beating you every day, but you can't leave them. In fact, you tell yourself, if it keeps going this right direction, I might fall back in love with them again. They may actually allow me to fall back in love with them. But what you don't know, folks, and no one knows, is that someday down the line here, we're going to find something out. And we're going to talk about what we're going to find out today, because they're not talking about it on TV. None of this has been talked about because it's what's happening on the street. And today's show is going to be about what's happening on the street. How do I know what's happening on the street? I've got 40,000 clients. And every single day we have a conversation going on in groups. Groups of, say, 50 at a time are in a conversation together in their area. What's happening in Atlanta? What's happening in Houston? What's happening in Dallas? What's happening in Phoenix? And we have these massive groups of people sharing their challenges and sharing their solutions to those challenges every single day. And so I'm right in the middle of it. I mean, I'm getting all the stuff. I'm not one that is giving out great ideas. There are lots of people out there that are figuring out how to overcome the challenges that are being thrown at us. And again today, if you'll hang on today and listen to the show, I'm going to share this with you. I'm going to share the information with you, even though you're not a member, just because somebody needs to give you a heads up. And what you're going to find out is, as I go through this material, is that, yeah, what you don't know can hurt you. You can be sitting here falling back in love with your stockbroker, your financial planner, and the stock market because it's gone up 1,200 points today. But what's to say tomorrow it gets up just as mean and just as angry as it was last week? What's to say if that happens again? Where are you at if that happens again? Where now it's let up. You're able to get up off the ground and run away from this abuser. When should you do that? Do it when the stocks are up. It's up $1,200 today, or 1,200 points today, the Dow Jones is. Let's see here. What else? I don't even show what the other indexes are. The bottom line is, this is your opportunity. If you don't do it now, right, just like I told you when it was 29,000 to get out, if you don't do it then you get the I told you so. If you don't get out now, then I get the I told you so. Now, what if it comes all the way back? Well, then I've got egg on my face, don't I? And by the way, it will come all the way back. It's not if. The question is when. And what are you going to get from it? I want you to think about something for a second. Most people don't really enjoy numbers. I'm kind of a number freak. If you have $100 and the stock market takes 50 of it, you now only have $50 to invest. How much does your investment have to go up? Now, remember, it's only gone down 50%. How much does it have to go up to get your money back? Well, if you have $50, it has to double. It has to come back 100%. So when you see the stock market's up 2 points, 1 point today, it's actually 5.6 points. How close to that is getting back all of your money? That is a long ways from getting back all of your money, right? So what alternatives, what options do you have? If you have followed the general consensus, which is get a job, put money in a 401k, put money in an IRA, save money, give it away to somebody else to manage. Right now, you're in pain. You're like everybody else out there. You're in pain. I'm going to tell you about a stockbroker, a financial planner, a TV star, and I think he's probably been in movies maybe also, but his name is Ben Stein. And Ben Stein used to be on a show with another guy that was a financial planner, and he's gone. That financial planner got shut down. I don't know if it's the FCC or it's the SEC, but somebody shut him down because he was making promises of returns that he wasn't hitting. He had no way to verify it, put it that way. In other words, he was advertising returns he couldn't verify that actually occurred. He's gone. I think his name was Ray Lucia. And his son took over his business for a while, and I don't know if they're around. They might still be around. But Ben Stein on his show said, the last time the stock market crashed, he said, you know, I'm really proud of myself because my clients only lost 40% of their net worth, where the average person in this market today has lost 50. Now, is that not the greatest brag you've ever heard in your entire life? My clients have only lost 40%, whereas the market has lost 50. Wow. That's the guy I want my money with. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You have to decide, am I willing to get in right now? Is the world over? Is the good world over? Is it going to crash?
Miss your chance to ask Dell a question during the show? You can connect with Dell off the air, too. Go to DellOnTheRadio.com, click on the Twitter link, and ask your question. Hashtag AskDell.
I believe that a good teacher has the skill set to be able to bring people through multiple levels of learning that are completely different from one another.
Have a comment for Dell instead? Use hashtag TellDell.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to 5waywemakemoney.com. That's 5waywemakemoney.com.
Do you have an extremely long work commute? Are you tired of sitting in rush hour traffic stressing about your 9-to-5 corporate grind? Maybe you're thinking, I need a new work route or a better boss. What you really need is a better way of making money. You need a passive income stream. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we've been teaching people how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate investing. One of the ways is market appreciation. Real estate doubles in value every 20 years. It may fluctuate in the short term, but is forced to rise over the long term with inflation of building materials, labor, and scarcity of land. While stock investors live and die by market appreciation, real estate investors see it as a nice bonus to the other 4 ways real estate makes them money.
To learn how, attend a free Lifestyles Unlimited workshop by visiting lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to learn the map to financial freedom in less than 5 years. Our free workshop calendar at lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
To retire America, one person at a time. Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today, we're talking about, as we have been for the last 2 weeks, how to survive this COVID virus situation that we're in right now. And I just want to tell you that...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're here talking about this because it's what you need to hear right now. I could be doing lollipops and, you know, rainbows and butterflies or whatever they call that stuff, where I make it all sound happy and nice and beautiful. And I actually have a guy that's a competitor to what we do here that was on the radio the other day, almost word for word, copying my seminar. I heard my seminar on the radio by somebody else. And, you know, that freaked me out because it freaked me out because it's a very positive seminar. But this is not positive times right now. This is times where you're going to have to get through some stuff and know how to do it. So, hey, it's time for you to get down to being with the people that actually know what's going on, because if this guy actually knew what was going on, he'd be talking about what's going on and not about what you could do if the world was a perfect place again, which it isn't yet. And there will be stuff for us to do. There's going to be lots of opportunity for us at the other end of this thing. Or it could be like somebody else said. Some people out there believe that just as soon as this is over, that we fight the virus and they're going to put everything back online and everybody's going to come back to work and it's all going to just be peachy keen and coolly groovy and the whole bit, and everything will go right back to normal. I don't believe so. And I don't believe so because I think the government is exacerbating the problem with the stuff they passed yesterday and trying to, well, actually, I guess just the Senate passed it. The Congress still hasn't passed it. But the stuff that they're doing, the stimulus packages and the way the workarounds are coming up with, don't make any sense, but that's just the government. The government doesn't make any sense when it tries to do what normal commerce should do, which is pay people for doing work. And now they're going to pay people for not doing work. And they put in all kinds of what they're calling backstops. And, hey, more power to y'all. I hope you get some money from it, whatever it is. But the bottom line is it's not the money that they're willing to give to you right this minute that makes the difference. It's what they're teaching you as a clientele out there. What do I mean by this? Well, first of all, let's talk about employees. There's a couple different things that have gone down the pike here. One is employees' rights. Because of what, we get this right, the Families First Coronavirus Response Act requires certain employers to provide their employees with paid leave and expanded family and medical leave for specific reasons related in the COVID-19. These provisions will apply from April 1st through December 31st. So what they're basically saying is, but we'll read on, so I don't want to make this stuff up. So it says, up to 2 weeks of 80 hours, or for a part-timer, whatever they normally work during 2 weeks, of paid sick leave based on the higher of their regular rate of pay or the applicable state and federal minimum wage. So what they're saying is they're going to get 2 weeks of unemployment, right? Extra because of this. Now, some of our employees have been around long enough. They already have some, you know, medical leave. They already have some vacation leave. So they can stack this stuff up if they want. And so how does that affect us, right? And the way it affects us is that, and this was funny because somebody, I guess it's Newt Gingrich, which is, you know, politician, Republican, was stating that, you know, these types of changes where you make it where we have incentives to not work will make people want to not work. And Whoopi, whatever her name is, Whoopi Goldberg, Whoopi, whatever the heck her name is, I don't know. She was on TV and she goes, oh, that's ridiculous. That's disgusting. That is just annoying that anybody would think that. Whoopi, get over yourself. You have no idea what the real world is like. We've already got employees calling in. Not I don't, but, you know, my employees all can work from home. What we do and everything at Lifestyles can be done. We have TV station or TV studio. So whatever we need to broadcast, we can broadcast either as a live video stream or we can broadcast it as a audio stream. And we can still have our meetings. We can still do everything that we do. And it's not really affecting us here at Lifestyles hardly at all, comparative to other businesses like restaurants that have to shut down completely and can't really service their customers. But in the apartment industry, which is what, by the way, I thought we're supposed to be teaching people, in the apartment industry, we've had a mixed bag. We've had people that are really good with their employees, right, and have really good employees that are hanging in there. In fact, my employees so far, the ones that Melissa deals with, have hung in there. We've had one person that said they didn't want to work, and we told them, okay, if you don't want to work, you don't have to work. But the bottom line is you're going to get 2 weeks of unemployment, or you're going to get, I'm sorry, 2 weeks of medical leave. You can lie about the fact that you're leaving because of the coronavirus problem. You have to have one of these reasons to leave. There's these six different reasons. You can lie about that, and you can get yourself a couple weeks off. But the bottom line is that you're not going to have any income after that. You can go for unemployment, and they're going to have unemployment all the way until, I think, the end of the year, maybe even a whole year. I think that new bill coming out will have some unemployment. So, you know, we got one employee out of all of our employees that wants to not work. We asked the other ones, do you want a job? Do you want to work? Or do you want to just take whatever the government gives you? Because the government will give you handouts. They'll be hard to get to. And they'll be smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, that's your choice, whatever you want to do. And all of the employees but one wanted to stay and work, right? But I had another guy contact me and say, hey, his employees ganged up, almost like a union, and said, hey, we're all going to take off. We don't want to work. We don't want to be around these sick people. We can get paid to not work. And the guy had really nothing more he could say. I mean, at that point, all you could do is say, okay, I'm letting y'all go. Y'all can go. Bye. And you go hire somebody else. I mean, there's really nothing else you can do. Now, that is not a retaliation, although they may try to make it sound like a retaliation. But you got a business. We're in a critical business. The apartment business is a critical business. It must stay open because we're servicing people's lives and livelihoods. They need us to take care of them. And so we've got to service our business. Now, we've all taken measures. We've all got all of our employees locked down. You can't come in the office. Everything's done over the internet now. Everything's done by phone or by internet. So our office employees are not subject to this. Our maintenance guys can only go out into the apartments for emergency repairs and maintenance. Anything else that can be put off will be put off. When they do go, the tenant has to either be completely gone or in a room, completely different room, that they don't see them. So they come in, they've got their protective gear. The people are not there to have that contact with them, right? So this is as safe as you can get it. Now, we asked our guys if they wanted to split the hours, and could, you know, since we're not doing a lot of other stuff that's not necessary, we don't need a full staff. Would you guys like to work less hours? And they go, no, I want to work. And I mean, it's probably pretty easy work right now because there's not a lot going on, right? So this stuff is going to go on. This is going to put stress on businesses. And nobody's going to tell you that. They're going to say, it's just all peachy keen. The government's giving handouts again. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today and the last couple of days, actually the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about how to survive this coronavirus situation we're in. And we're talking about five different areas. Health is important, food and other supplies. Your income, where's it going to come from? Your security, how do you stay secure? And your investments. And so I've been asking people send me their questions. If you'd like to send me your question so we can share the answers on the radio here with other people, my email address is askdell@luinc.com. That's askdell@luinc.com, and that's Dell with one L. Ask Dell, and send me your questions. So I'm going to go through some of these questions now, because each of them will bring about a topic to talk about, and I've got one major topic I don't want to miss today, so if I don't get to a question that's got it in it, I'm going to insert it before the end of the show, and that is this. Some of you have probably heard that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are going to allow apartment complexes to defer some of their payments, and we're going to talk about this later if it doesn't come up in the questions. If it does, I'll just go ahead and grab it when it comes up. So the first email says, I wanted to know right now would be a good time to close on a house. Or should I wait for a recession to hit? I currently have a contract on a house, and I'm concerned with all the chaos that's going on right now. My answer is I wouldn't be doing any closings right now myself. There is the possibility. You've got hard earnest money. You've got something that's got to close. There is the possibility the title companies will shut down. There is the possibility that the insurance companies won't be able to lock you up for insurance. There is the possibility of all different kinds of things. Like, for one, interest rates had gone down to where they just stopped using the Treasury. They were using the Treasury as the basis for interest rates for loans. And they stopped doing that. Why? Because the interest rate got so low. That they just said, we can't go that low, and they just started jacking the interest rate back up again. So it's really something that you just don't know what else could happen. Now, somebody else brought up a very good point to me in an email the other day, and he said, look, if I were to go buy something right now, how do I do due diligence? How do I get in to all those units in that apartment complex with all those people living there and go through their unit to verify, you know, how do I do inspections in those units? How do I inspect the property? There's just all kinds of problems right now. Secondly, I believe, this is an opinion, this isn't a fact, I believe the market's going to soften. With these people telling you that you don't have any employees, with the marketplace saying, okay, you've got to pay these employees even though they're not working for you. You've got to give them all 2 weeks sick leave, and then after that, they're going to go on unemployment, et cetera, et cetera. You don't have any employees to actually perform the tasks. You can't get people to come in and lease right now, although we have signed a lease or two, believe it or not. But it's all because we're set up electronically. The Class A apartments, Class B plus apartments, everything's done online. So we have virtual tours that you can go to. You just go to our website, and you can take a complete 360 tour of our entire apartment. And you can make a decision, and we can do everything over the line. And, you know, the only touch that ever occurs is when you get ready to move in, we'll set up a date. We'll have that unit made ready, although all of our units are made ready right now because maintenance guys have nothing to do, so they got caught up with all make-readies. So we'll have a ready unit for you, and we'll just, you know, meet you, give you the key, and, you know, keep our 6 foot distance. Here's your key over there. Don't come closer than 6 feet and go ahead, walk in. I'm not going to go in with you. You walk into a round, tell me if there's anything wrong. And if you don't see anything wrong, you good. Right, sign this thing, that's okay. If there's something wrong, sign on the document that says, hey, you need to fix these two things for me since they were broken before I moved in. We get to them, we get them fixed, and then you move in. Boom. So that kind of operation can occur, but there's other people that don't have those kinds of operations in place, and those people are going to feel it. Also, the lower socioeconomic bracket you get, the harder they're going to be hit for non-employment. Because if you got people that are cash basis employment, you know, how does the government give people money that doesn't even show they make money, right? They're day workers and so forth. How do those people get the money from the government? I don't know. You know, if they're going to have a guy on the corner, you know, handing out lollipops and $100 bills, I don't know how that's going to work. But a lot of these people, they stand on the corner and they wait till they get picked up by a pickup truck or something. And they drive them to a job. They get paid that day cash. They go home. I don't know. So, again, there's just too much uncertainty for getting yourself locked into a contract where you have earnest money tied that you might lose. I just don't think that's the right thing to do. And secondly, I believe that there's going to be some people that can't get through this as owners because they are not educated in real estate ownership. They may own real estate. That doesn't mean they're educated. They don't know what they're doing. And many of them are living on a shoestring. In other words, it's paycheck to paycheck for the tenant, but it's also paycheck to paycheck for the landlord. And they're going to run their properties into the ground. They're going to stop paying their mortgages. And eventually something's going to come up that's going to make it difficult. And I think that's why I believe there's going to be some lower price deals available out there, and I'm waiting for them. What if I don't get any? Then we're right back to where we were, right? No harm, no foul. If it doesn't go down and I wait 60, 90 days, at least we're back into a real market where I know my money's safe if I invest it, right? If, on the other hand, in 60, 90 days you start to see this stuff, you're going to be really unhappy that you bought something today, I believe. All right, next email. Guy says, I wrote to you before, and I went to the Salt Lake City meeting a few weeks ago. I signed up for a two-day, but now I'm not sure. Will you be able to see that? Yes, we did do that. This email came in when? March 19th? Yeah, that seminar's already been put on. Like I said, all of our seminars can be done via live stream, and that seminar was done live stream, and there was quite a few people there. You think about it. When you do a local one, you get people that can drive in from or will fly in from whatever area to come to that seminar. But when you do one televideo or whatever they're called, a live stream, be anywhere in the world and even watching the seminar, man, I'll tell you what, it sure did work. We really appreciate how effective it was because we got a lot of people educated that couldn't or might not be able to get out of their house and do anything. By the way, you're sitting in your house, you got nothing to do. Why don't you get signed up now and learn how to do this stuff now? Before it happens, you're going to wait until, number one, you know, the stock market goes down again, you lose more money, or you're going to wait until the world calms back down and the good deals have already been jumped on, and you're not going to be ready to jump on them because you won't know how to do it. You know, it's going to be different. How do you get financing for an apartment that has no income? Well, you don't know how to do it. I guarantee you, you don't know how to do it and may not even be able to do it, right? Until you get the education, the information necessary to understand how it works and the tools, along with the extra people that we call the team that are going to help you get it done. So now's the time to get educated, not later. Now, here's one. Caught it on the way down. I have thought of for a possible message of our members, especially those in holding patterns. I don't think we should wait and see what happens to the market. I think we should make offers now based on the assumption of rental losses. Because when and all this shakes out, there will be many more competitors for properties, many more than before. I've lived through this, and the reality is that until they feel the burn, until there really is no income, then they're not going to be willing to take a lesser price. I would, if I found something that was for sale and I wanted it, I would go ahead and make an offer, but it would be at a lesser price. So I'm not saying no to what you're saying here, Don. I understand what you're saying. I would make that lesser offer now, like you said. But what I've seen in the past was I started doing that, and I bought a $30,000 door property for $25,000. And then I bought a $35,000 door property for $19,000. And then I bought a $35,000 door property for $14,000. Then I bought a $35,000 door property for $8,000. So once it starts going down, people get scared. It's funny. You would think that once it starts going down, most of the people, like over the last 10 years, I've told you, I see nothing that tells me the stock market or that the real estate market's going to go down. And you're going, well, the curve says. And everybody believed the curve would eventually take it down. I told you, no, the curve won't. It's going to take a, you know, black swan event to change this thing because it's on the way up. And then we talk about the situation. Well, now that it may go down, I got people telling me it's not going to go down. And they're saying there's no way because there's so much money and the money wants to buy stuff. The money wants to buy stuff when you know how to make money with it. It's going to be real difficult to buy stuff when there's no income at the property, when it's losing money because you're going to have to buy it cash. That's the only way you'll be able to buy it, right? Because, boom. So you think there's that much competition out there? Wait and see. If what I think is going to happen, there may not be. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Ask any of the members or mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, the real estate education and mentoring group, and they will tell you it's not how smart you are or how long and hard you work. It's whether you have the right map to begin with. Will your current career path lead you to financial independence? Visit lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com now to meet some of the members who are on the right map and on their way to financial freedom. Whether you're new to real estate investing or consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited can take you to the next level. Visit lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com to take your first step.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Come back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we've been discussing how to survive this COVID environment that we're living in right now. And I told you I was going to save a special part, special question for last here, for the last segment, because it's so complicated. Before I do that, I just was going through my phone and I found a very, very nice email someone wrote to me. It's one of our members who said, and by the way, this member is a National Apartment Association winner. And she said, hey, thank you very much. I know that I couldn't have been successful as I have been, as successful as I have been without you by my side. And meaning not me, Del Wamsley, but the Lifestyles Unlimited group of people that they're working with. I told you we have these large groups of people that are working together to figure this stuff out. And if you don't have that, if you don't have a team like that, then you're behind. You're going to lose to us. And I don't mean to be mean about that, but, you know, it's just the way it is. We had the haves and have-nots. We have the information. And I'm trying to share it with you, so don't get me wrong. So let's talk about something we've all been talking about in our emails that you're going to run into and you're going to hear about. And I'm going to try to give you a heads up on something. You may not listen to me, but that's okay. That's what I do. I help people. I give them information to think about, and then they don't do it. That's just typical. It's in the book. When you write, you come in, you take my seminar, I make you write it in the back of the book. I will not do what Dell says to do. All right? So let's talk about something called loan forbearance. Right now, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have said that they will, under certain circumstances, allow for loan forbearance. What does that mean? It means it puts off your payments for a couple months, anywhere from 2-3 months, I think they're talking about right now, that you cannot make a mortgage payment. Hence, what they're trying to do is limit your outgo of cash so that you can stay, you know, in the black, keep from going broke, right? They don't want the businesses, small businesses, to go broke. So they're saying, okay, we'll let you out. But as always, the politicians have gone crazy on this thing. And what they've said, and realize this, we've got attorneys looking at this, we've got politicians looking at this, and we're trying to get a definitive answer on this. So this is not the definitive yet. This is what we've discussed. What's in there? It says, if you take the loan forbearance, you cannot evict people. All right? So if you don't evict anybody, which, by the way, you can't evict anybody right now anyway, right? Because why? Because the courts are shut down. So at first sight, it doesn't seem that bad. Okay, so we're going to go 3 months, we're not going to make payments, and our tenants are not making payments, and it's going to slowly be a wash, right? Well, the mortgage payment isn't the largest expenses that you have in your, you know, on your property, but still, it's a great savings, so it's good. But here's the challenge. If you are not foreclosed, or I'm sorry, if you are not evicting tenants right now, you're not getting into the queue. So let's say we wait 3 months, and during 3 months, hundreds, no, let's say thousands of tenants decide not to pay, which they will. Those of us who are evicting them are getting ourselves into the queue. So 3 months from now, when the courts open back up, they will start taking, they've already said they're going to do this, you're going to get a number. And you're number one, you're number four, you're number 800, you're number 5,000, you're number 10,000 in the eviction court. So if there's 3 months of people getting evicted that, by the way, are going to be probably twice to three times the number that would normally get evicted because of the situation we're in, you're going to have probably 6 months worth of evictions piled into 3 months. Now, once they say you have to start making payments again, right? Then you should be able to start evicting again. But that's not the case. From what some people have read, from our group have read into this, is that they're saying, no, one of two things may occur. One, you'll have to continue to not evict until you've paid back the forbearance money. So the question comes down to this. How do you pay back the forbearance money if 40% of your property is vacant? And why is 40% of your property vacant? Because for 3 months you haven't evicted anybody. Nobody's afraid of eviction anymore. And now it gets out that the eviction courts are another 3 to 6 months behind. Now you've got people not paying for 6 months to 12 months. How do you pay back your forbearance? How do you, because remember, they're not just giving you the money for free. They're saying, we'll let you out of paying it for 3 months. Now we're going to have a payment plan, let you catch back up over 6 months. So you pay a little bit more than what your normal payment is for 6 months more and you catch back up. How are you going to even pay the normal amount if your property's at 40% occupancy? And if you're not in the eviction queue, right? If you're not in the eviction queue and you decide now we're 3 months in, there's already 3 more months worth of evictions that are set to go. You go and start evicting people when everybody else starts evicting people, and guess what? Now you're 12 months out. You've got people living in your property for a year that can't get evicted. So, my friends, that's liberalism at its best, and it's going to destroy a lot of businesses. So all of you out there that say, well, Dell, this thing's just going to turn right back around. There is no way. This thing is going to turn right back around. Use some common sense. Unless the COVID virus is gone next week, Monday, and the courts open back up a week from then, this thing is going to destroy businesses. And those businesses are going to come up for sale, and then come up for sale for inexpensive prices. And why? Because they're not worth anything. The value of an apartment complex is based on its income. If it has no income, the only value of that apartment complex is what we call land value and or building, land and building value, which would be hey, what's it worth based on a pound? We're buying it by the pound. We're not buying it the way you normally buy apartment complexes, which is income. Based on income, the more it's worth. We're going to be buying it by the pound. Hey, that lot right there is worth X, and that building's worth X to replace. I think it's a good deal at this price. Right? Now, how do you get an appraisal? I don't think you do. I think you're going to have to go in there and you're going to pay cash. You're going to turn the thing around. And because you don't have a promise to not evict and you don't have that problem, you go in there, clean the place out, get rid of all the people who aren't paying, put in all new people, and boom, within a month or two, you're back up to occupying and making money. That, my friends, is a $20,000 free education for you. I just told you what I'm going to be doing and what most of the investors I'm working with are setting and getting prepared to do. Have a great day. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
The place to turn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.